hear the word of the Lord as it is written in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 2, and in the work Heaven and Hell. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the inhabited earth should be enrolled. This enrollment was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be enrolled, everyone to his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and family of David, to be enrolled with Mary, his betrothed wife, being great with child. And it came to pass, while they were there, that the days were accomplished that she should bring forth. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in the manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds, abiding in the field, and keeping watch over their flock by night. And behold, the angel of the Lord stood by them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they feared with great fear. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For to you is born today a Savior, who is Christ the Lord, in the city of David. And this shall be a sign to you: you shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill among men." We also read from Heaven and Hell, number 288, in the chapter on peace. That innocence and peace are together, like good and its delight, can be seen in little children, who, because they are in innocence, are also in peace. And because they are in peace, they are in their whole nature full of play. Yet the peace with little children is external peace, while internal peace, like internal innocence, is possible only in wisdom, and therefore only in the conjunction of good and truth, since wisdom is from that conjunction. Heavenly or angelic peace is also possible with men who are in wisdom from the conjunction of good and truth, and who in consequence have a sense of contentment in God. Nevertheless, while they live in this world, this peace lies hidden in the interiors, but it is revealed when they leave the body and enter heaven, for then their interiors are opened. Here end our lessons. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. Amen.